Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, bootball,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's all fake, Lee, and it's breaking right and left. The entire mainstream media has been kept afloat. This is a major scandal. Has been kept afloat by the federal government. We're only 2.5 weeks in, and you know, I thought the big scandals would be in the declassifications once we get inside these agencies. It's incredible the stuff that they are now finding. It's looking like, let me see, I'm still just doing the math because it's still breaking, $35 million to the Associated Press that they found so far. So that's $35 million to the Associated Press.
That explains a lot.
Yeah, it does. They all talk, they have the exact same talking points. This is why.
Well, that also explains the fact that the way that the Associated Press goes out of its way to editorialize in what should be news copy, which we get here, which we don't use, because it is completely editorialized, particularly during the Biden administration. The Associated Press went out of their way to find reasons to criticize candidate Donald Trump or the former president and to demean him at any point when they had an opportunity to do, even if it had nothing to do with the story, and then yet completely ignore criticisms and, blatant problems during the Biden administration. So, if you're, getting a check from them, I guess that's why they went easy on him.
So you're talking about $36 million that we know of so far from the Associated Press, $54 million for the New York Times, $26 million for Politico. In that case, they bought a bunch of subscriptions. I mean, a lot of subscriptions.
Yeah, that's what they say.
Yeah, and Politico turnaround, they charge $15,000 to the government per prescription, subscription. So you've got all of that. And then Reuters is in it with the Pentagon. Listen to this. And this to me is the most damning thing this morning. This is just so jaw-dropping. On the line item expenditure from the Pentagon, where they're paying Reuters, they described the payment, $9 million a year, keeping them afloat, as, listen to this, Lee, this is the Pentagon's own words, social engineering operations for active social engineering defense, end quote, large scale social deception. That's what they pay Reuters $9 million a year for. To me, that is the bombshell of this news cycle, that the Department of Defense describes it that way in the payments system. Large-scale social deception. They know it's fake. They want it to be fake, so they pay for it. Keep in mind, constitutionally, the Pentagon, our military, is not supposed to operate on our soil against our citizens.
Which Democrats will remind you of when we're trying to defend our border.
Yes.
any other time.
So they're using hardworking taxpayer money against their own citizens on a absolutely massive scale. And what we're learning this morning is that this whole time, Lee, $27 million to Politico. You mean all we had to do was figure out where the money was going and pull the ripcord and the mainstream media would collapse? And it makes sense. Lying as a business model doesn't work anymore in the era of X. And those lies were all the Democrat narrative. This is why they all sound exactly alike. The wording is similar. It's very, remember Rush used to tap into that.
Oh, yeah.
That's why it is. It's why it's going on. This is why the Democrats are in the streets, why they're hysterical. And then we're finding out overnight that, remember the impeachment of Donald Trump?
Oh, yes. Yes,
the one for the perfect phone call.
How could we forget, Tara?
Right. Well, the CIA analyst who wrote the brief that started it all used something called the Organized Crime and Corruption Reporting Project, referenced it 4 times. In fact, it was the main source in the CIA analyst that triggered the impeachment. He basically wrote out a statement that did, right? So he cites the Organized Crime and Corruption Reporting Project. Well, who funds that? Well, that's an arm of, USAID. The CIA whistleblower complaint cited a long report by OCCRP four times. Now, remember, a lot of this ended up being fake, but we wouldn't get the internal documentation on the CIA analyst complaint. It was allegedly, the phone call. No, it was OCCRP's work that was cited here. So USAID, which the Democrats are in the streets saying poor African children are going to starve. No, they're just going to have to pay for their own impeachment and fake news next time. So Michael Schellenberger's out with this morning. He's talking about a 2024 documentary that a German television broadcaster did that nailed all this down, how USAID basically funded and caused the impeachment of Donald Trump, which is just, it's just crazy. Here's Schellenberger. Again, he is a liberal reporter. He has his own site now called Public because no real media outlet, i.e. the kind funded by the government, we're now learning, would ever hire a reporter like him. I mean, he says true things. We can't have that. But here's Schellenberger explaining what the CIA and USA did. They were the architects of that Trump impeachment with your tax dollars. And I mean, I'm just this morning, I mean, my mouth is just hanging open.
It appears that the CIA, USAID, and OCCRP were all involved in the impeachment of President Trump in ways similar to the regime change operations that all three organizations engage in abroad. The difference here is that it is highly illegal and even treasonous for CIA, USAID, and its contractors and intermediaries, often called cutouts, to interfere in U.S. politics in this way.
Yep. And the only way you can do that, that kind, and you see all this coming out of USA, the only way you can do that on this scale is to control the media. You keep the lights on and the reporters hired at all these places. So this morning, just to recap, we're finding out that the federal government is the source of anywhere between around 26 to $54 million during the Biden administration for the New York Times, for Politico, for Reuters. New York Times, Political, Reuters, AP. Oh, by the way, your friends at AP, that just broke.
I'm not surprised.
So. They own AP too. They're in it for millions of dollars. That has just hit X. And AP is, that they have found so far, $36 million. That's why they all sound the same.
So the people that were the subject of the news were paying for the news. And that would
yes.
not.
Yes, yeah.
And of course, there would never be any type of undue influence over the outcome or content of that news, Tara, would there?
No, there wouldn't. Well, okay, here's the thing. It was super duper easy to verify the legitimacy of the Hunter Biden laptop. Remember, the New York Post did it in a single weekend.
Right.
It was not hard.
Because it was already known.
Yeah, well, it was already known. But all you had to do was go to, okay, the laptop was full of all those emails, right? You just had to go to the other people on the emails. Did you get the emails? They real?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, they're real. They then traced it back up to the cloud, traced the path of it, done, took them a weekend. This explains why the rest of the mainstream media, which we now know is dependent on tens of millions of dollars of federal aid to survive, this is why it took them years to authenticate the Hunter Biden laptop. Because well, you go out of business without the federal money.
Well, all they did was admit to it because they actually didn't do any work to try to verify that story.
Right, because you don't if that's who's paying you.
Right.
So this is a massive coup. Our media is Lee. I mean, you and I, how many times have we joked, they operate like they're state media? Yeah. No, they're actually state media.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
and we learned that over.
Yeah.
They're state media. And by state media, what that means is they repeat the line of the Democrat Party. You just heard Schellenberger there. So, I mean, it's fascinating. The same organization, USAID, is not only providing, in concert with the CIA, the fake background needed to impeach Trump, right? So they act like, oh, well, this independent organization that they quote four times in the CIA analyst's whistleblower report. Oh, yeah, independent organization. No, it's paid for by USAID.
If these Democrats were really honest, they'd be complaining about tax dollars going to big media from USAID instead of it going to help those around the world that need the help. If they were honest. But of course, we know they're not.
No, they're not honest. And they're out there in the street demanding Elon Musk go to jail. And I said this in the last segment. You know how him and his engineers are, they're ensconced in the building. They have not left. They're sleeping on cots. And part of it is because Musk likes to do that. He did that at Twitter and they sleep around the clock. They get stuff done fast. But part of it is they can't leave. Were they going to walk through the mob?
Yeah.
And let the mob follow him home? They can't leave. That's how unhinged these Democrats are. And by the way, I'm not the only one saying they're unhinged. Axios this morning, when you have Democrat Congress members physically busting now into Mike Johnson's office to scream in his face, and even liberal Axios. By the way, I don't know how much they're getting paid.
That sounds that sounds like an insurrection to me, Tara.
It does. Says use the word unhinged to describe these Democrat congresspeople.
You break into the Speaker of the House's office? Gee, that was a problem a few years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah. And you know what? They don't know what to do. You know why? Because the last time Trump was in office, Musk wasn't doing this stuff. They funded the narrative all the way through. They kept their lying fake news media propped up. Everything was fine. It all went right by the Republican leadership. Heck, maybe they allowed it. I don't know. And they figured that's how this term would be. They're getting gutted.
Hope Speaker Johnson still got his laptop. Hope nothing happened to it.
Oh, well, you know, if the laptop like was Nancy's. Damaged, we'd have to put 2,000 people in prison for that.
Exactly.
Speaking of which, 5,000 FBI employees were on the January 6th persecutions. There's only 38,000 total. Wait till you hear what they missed when they were busy politically persecuting Americans.